I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Democrats are calling a punishment for Republican Senator Randy Bumgartner a slap on the wrist after allegations of sexual harassment were found to be credible. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Senate President Kevin Grantham has removed Bumgartner from his interim committee assignments that meet over the summer. In a written statement, he said it was a bipartisan decision.
That is their decision.
That's Democratic Minority Leader Leroy Garcia. He says he doesn't have the authority to make such a conclusion, but was aware of it.
There are two options that Senate Democrats would be happy with, and Coloradans would be happy with, and it's either a resignation or an expulsion.
Two outside investigators found 9 workplace harassment allegations against Bumgartner to be credible. He denies wrongdoing, and Republican leaders say stripping him of these interim committees is consequential. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
A transgender inmate who is suing Colorado's corrections agency says she was raped at a men's prison hours after a federal judge denied her request to block the prison from keeping her in a disciplinary unit. That's according to court records and the woman's attorney. A corrections spokesman says he cannot comment on ongoing litigation. Starting today at 8 p.m., the intersection of Pikes Peak Avenue and Union Boulevard in Colorado Springs will be closed. It will last until August. Local access will still be provided throughout the intersection closure. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.